Steve Tregay probably would have been cheering on Vo-Rogue back then, flying the flag for the Queenslanders. And he joins us now, the man who bred and owns part and trained the original career of Incentivise. Morning, Steve. How are you, mate?
Yeah, morning, Michael. Great, thanks.
Do you remember Vo-Rogue?
I do. I remember him. He's a very exciting horse to watch, wasn't he?
It was flares, sideburns. It was a bit post-Brill Cream there, Steve. It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. I remember I knew Vicky Rail quite well, actually. In those days, we used to stable our horses near him, getting back a fair few years ago now, though.
Gee, he was an unbelievable character. Did you learn any of your training traits off Vic Rail, riding trackwork barefoot?
No, I used to listen to a lot of the things he said. He certainly had some pretty unconventional ideas. One of the ones I remember is he had three or four feed tins in each horse's box so that it could eat what it felt like eating, which is a bit unusual then, but that's one thing I do remember about what Vicky had said.
Steve, how are you placed now with your situation with this? Well, it's Australia's most talked about horse, arguably. Today might even confirm he could be Australia's best, but the ride that you've been on through the course of the last 6 or 7 months as a trainer, as an owner, it must be unbelievable. Every morning, even though you look in your boxes and he mightn't be there, you must think it's a dream.
Yeah, it's a bit unreal. You don't ever expect a horse to keep improving the way he did. But, it's a bit unreal. But, it just creeps up on you, really. It just goes from one level to the next level and the next level. And it's a nice surprise. It'd be the best way I could describe it.
Remind us of the mating, because this is where it all began. You had the mare and Seamus Awards now down on the outskirts of Geelong, and back then, 4 or 5 years ago, he certainly wasn't a automatic go-to stallion, which may have even attracted you to him, but now he's right through the roof. Tell us about how it all came about, the mating of the mare to Seamus Award.
She'd been to a few other stallions. We had a share in Drumbeats, and she'd had a couple of foals by him. She'd been to Not a Single Doubt. She'd been to Reduced Horse a few times. So we mixed her up a bit, depending on whether we thought we might sell the foal or race the foal. But I think Seamus Ward was in his early career at that stage when he was standing at Widden, and he was just a nice horse. And I remember him winning the Cox Plate as a maidener, I'm pretty sure, and that impressed me. It was a nice mating on paper, so, we just thought he's a young horse. She was starting to get a bit of age on her, even though she wasn't that old. She had I think she might have been 12 or something, and she was a good mating for her, so away we went.
Remind us of the mare, because everyone's looking at this rising superstar and trying to work out all the sum of his parts and who's responsible for what, and everyone's saying, well, Seamus Award. But tell us about Mum. What's she had on the ground so far, and was she a good runner as well?
Yeah, well, she was a beautiful type of mare by a glacier that I saw as a yearling when Eureka Stud offered her at the Magic Millions. And she was just one of those horses you kept on going back to have a look at, and the story's been told a few times that every time I went, we were selling yearlings sale at the time, so we weren't that interested in buying, but she was a mare that I really admired, and every time I went to look at a Waterhouse, this team was looking at her, and they ended up buying her. She ran second in the Gym Crack, and then she got EI and was retired. I think she might have had one more start, and she came up at a broodmare clearance sale as a three-year-old filly off the track, and we bought her then, and she'd been a great mare. Of course, she'd had ten foals in a row. Never missed a year. Only been to the stallion once each year, as I recall. I don't think she ever went twice. And she produced a stakes winner in a first foal by Not a Single Doubt. She produced another one, all colts, all males, except two fillies in the first 8 foals, any rate. There's another horse we had called Bergerac that was a very good horse. He won a Burnbrand in Brisbane, and he won the Ipswich Cup and the Mackay Cup all in the space of 3 or 4 months. So he was a mighty horse. But all up, she's had another horse that's now started in New Zealand called Nick Price had him in Sydney. He was a good reduced choice colt that we sold in Melbourne at the sales. His name just escapes me, but he was a good fast horse and a stakes winner in New Zealand. I'll think of his name in a minute. But she's had 4 stakes winners anyway.
And there's one, is Argyle Lane out of the mare? Is it an unraced half to incentivise that we haven't seen yet?
He's a four-year-old now, just turned four, and he had a hiccup. He's got ability, but he had a hiccup in his, with an infection in his leg that was very hard to control. So that's now under control, and he's just starting again now. So we're sort of obviously hoping that he'll go well. But he's a different type of horse. He's by Golden Archer, and he's more after the Golden Archer mould, nothing at all like incentivise.
So, Steve, you're now in Queensland. Unfortunately, with the way of the world, you can't get down here to watch him in the flesh. Are you more nervous when you actually can't do anything? You've got nothing, to do with the horse after you used to train it, or are you more relaxed?
It's hard to say. I'm pretty relaxed race day when I'm training them because there's always something to do and you try to meet deadlines all the time and make sure you're not a late scratching, those sorts of things if you get to the races late. But, you know, you've got a lot on your mind race day. But, no, I've still got horses to worry about up here. So, no, I'm quite relaxed. In some ways, I'm more happy not to be there, just to let somebody else do the worrying.
I reckon 6 months ago, someone said, hey, this horse of yours, Incentivise, who's about to go and win a Class 1 at Ipswich or wherever, in 6 months' time, he'll be favourite or close to it to beat the champion of Australian racing in Very Elegant. You probably would have shaken your head, but that's the situation today. What do you make of Very Elegant as a danger to your horse today?
No, she's obviously the benchmark, isn't she? I've followed her for a long time. We had Nick and over in Sydney last year, and he raced against her, and he's the best horse we've had up until now, and he ran a couple of good races against her, but, you know, he was a few lengths short of her. But, you know, watching her, she's a beauty, there's no doubt about it. So, you know, it'll just be interesting to see how it pans out.
Matty Stewart wants to see Incentivise in the Cox Plate. He wants to see Incentivise after he wins the Caulfield Cup, take on Zaki and Very Elegant again. Do you want to go to a Caulfield Cup into a Cox Plate, or do you want to run Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup?
I think the feeling that I've got is that he'll get better as the races get longer, and that's what happened in his progression up here. Whether he can do that at Group 1 level is another matter altogether, isn't it? But he seems to travel stronger in his races when they're longer, and sort of builds into the race, and he's always done that. So I don't really think the Cox Plate's on the agenda, except if something were to go wrong, you know, needed to run in it. But I think his program is the Caulfield Cup initially, and then if he's still going well, it'd be the Melbourne Cup after that.
Gee, it's a ride of a lifetime, Steve. Enjoy today. And let's not forget, too, your Command and Conquer, who you also bred and trained, is now one of the most exciting horses over in Hong Kong as well. So you must be proud of what you've achieved from your farm.
Yeah, a little bit of luck goes a long way. I mean, we've been doing it for quite a long time, and they're probably the best couple of horses we've had, I guess. Nick and Over and Bergerac were the best before them. Nick and Over is still a possibility. He's won over a million. So, yeah, it's very satisfying when you breed them and train them, and I suppose that's why I do it.
Good luck today, Steve.
Thanks, Michael.